Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Innovation and insights. Gosh, I just love those two words, especially how it's pertaining to veterinary medicine and how Chewy Health is supporting veterinarians in this industry. And joining us is the president of Chewy, Mita Malhotra. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Dr. Adam. Thank you for having me. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, we're pumped to learning more about what we're doing with collaboration with the profession. And so to our listeners that are tuning in, a little bit about our wonderful friend, Mita. She is the president of Chewy's dedicated healthcare vertical at Chewy Health. Mita joined Chewy in 2018 to build Chewy Pharmacy, which is now America's number one pet pharmacy. The brand has expanded into other verticals that we're going to chat about too, speaking of innovation. Now, Mita is a seasoned leader who brings more than 15 years of retail and e-commerce experience to Chewy. She has a proven track record of leading teams to success and growth. Prior to Chewy, Mita was a category leader at Amazon for its own dedicated its own devices and accessories business. Prior to that, she spent 8 years at Dell, where she oversaw the company's consumer PC division. Mita holds a master's degree from UC Berkeley in engineering and a BE from Punjab Engineering College. Outside of the office, Mita enjoys spending time with her family, including her beloved Shih Tzu. Wait, what's the name of your Shih Tzu?
His name's D, Dr. Adam. He's really cute.
What a great name. I love it. Wonderful. So we love being pet parents. They're the best. All right. So, you know, let's kind of talk a little bit about millennial pet parenting, because my goodness, it's at an all-time high. We're seeing a growing consumerization of pet health, where pet parents are asserting more influence and control over their pets' medical and wellness care. So, you know, what do you think? What do veterinarians need to know about this trend?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Dr. Adam. And I think one that we care a lot about ourselves as well at Chewy, because, I mean, obviously it impacts a lot of the things we do. I think a couple of things here, like, you know, first, the population of pet parents in the U.S. is becoming younger and a lot more connected. And, you know, this obviously has implications to commerce, which we've all experienced and seen, but it also has big implications to the way pet parents want care delivered. And that directly impacts how vet practices are managed. You know, millennials in particular, they value personalized custom service that meets them, you know, where they are, which is mostly online, and they value convenience a lot. And I think just a few interesting stats to share here to kind of, you know, underscore what I'm trying to say. The millennials alone are now 32% of the pet-owning household population in the U.S. It's the single largest segment in the U.S. They're also ones, you know, who we call them digital natives. Why? Because they go to the internet more often than any other generational cohort to get all of the information. And their shift to online continues to grow. Like, a lot of them say that they've bought stuff online, like 62% year-over-year growth in what they've bought online this year. And half of them say they're going to do a lot more of that going forward, right? So basically, like, these habits are here to stay. So, like, I would say one, population that's becoming younger, hyper-aware, a lot more connected is kind of, you know, one big trend. And I think the second one is, because they're hyper-aware, they're so connected, they are very familiar with, or they are knowledgeable kind of, or they think they're knowledgeable about their pet's care, and they care a lot. And they consider pets as being part of their family, right? So those are the kind of big two trends that we're constantly kind of looking at and evaluating. But I think the good news here is for veterinarians, like, they can look forward to working with a highly motivated, information-seeking customer who's really proactive about their pet's health, and they want to invest in it.
Extremely motivated. I mean, I think the past 5 years, it's been incredible where I've never seen them come to the table with so much information and research that they're looking up beforehand, which I think is fantastic. You know, so yeah, they know to anticipate what they need. They know that maybe a blood test is needed to look up Cushing's disease, for instance, or they know that they need to bring a urine sample for a urinalysis. I mean, back in the day, they would be like, what do you mean I have to get a urine sample to, you know, to identify a urinary tract infection? Simple things like that. I think it's so fascinating. And, you know, what I always said, and nowadays, you know, it's clear that pet parents are really demanding an elevated customer experience. In fact, I say this in my lectures that everyone's a VIP. The I is no more important. Everybody's important. Everyone's important. It's the I is individualized right now. So how can veterinarians make their practices more customer and client centric?
Yeah. You know, I think vets are incredibly customer obsessed, just in terms of how they want to deliver care, you know, just overall kind of their intentions and then the reason they kind of got into the profession. I think, however, with the makeup of the client base shifting like it is, and I think like you note, into kind of more younger, everybody's a VIP, I think it's just about sort of evolving the ways of working to meet the customer kind of where they are. And which is, again, primarily online, and making them feel like they're heard, right? So I think a few things here that that can be done, or, you know, which we think are kind of important. One, I think this sounds seemingly simple, but becoming mobile. So, you know, if practices can become mobile and provide like an on-the-go experience, which, you know, in the simplest form could be seamless appointment bookings, diagnostic results that are available, you know, on your mobile device, vaccine records, et cetera, right? So like stuff like that, which is basically in your pocket and people are moving around and it's like, yep, I have convenient access quickly, you know, I can get it on my phone. Like, I think those things are important. I think second one I would say is, I mean, we all know the e-commerce trend has taken off. A lot of these pet medications have moved online. And, you know, most of that is happening because if you look at it from a pet parent perspective, their perspective is, I just want convenience. I just want ease. What have you done for me? Right. And that ease and convenience basically manifests itself into like hassle-free stuff. So I know my pet needs either chronic medication or parasiticides. I just want them to show up reliably at my door when I want them. And that's in the simplest form what I want. Like, I don't want to go to a practice to pick them up ongoing. It just doesn't fit in my daily life, right? So embracing solutions that are digital, embracing solutions that allow veterinarians to sort of, you know, deliver this kind of convenience and ease into a pet parent's life, I think is a kind of a secondary thing that we should look at. You know, we developed a product called Practice Hub, effectively to sort of help provide this level of service that vets can extend to their clients, you know, via using this tool. And we now have about 10,000, over 10,000 practices on our platforms that are using it. And we're not going to stop there. Like, we're constantly hearing, you know, what vets have to say and evolving these products and services such that, you know, they can continue meeting the needs of the clients of today. So I think those are the two kind of big things. And I think finally, the third one, which I personally love, and I think, Dr. Adam, you do a phenomenal job at it, is social media, right? Yes. So a lot of these, you know, customers today, they are on social media. And we recently did a survey and we saw that millennials and Gen Zs both were like, we go to TikTok to find out more about our human health first before we actually go to a physician. And vet health is no different. They're doing stuff like that. They're going to TikTok to figure out, you know, what kind of care the pet needs or what's going on. And again, like, it's, you know, we have to be in those channels. We have to talk to them to provide them credible advice, because like misinformation in the vet industry is like, you know, a similar problem as it is in the human industry. So like, how can we evolve and how can we actually embrace those platforms where these customers are seeking information, et cetera, such that, you know, we can educate them and we can evolve with them. We've had to evolve too. Like, we're a technology company and we're proud of, you know, being in the space. However, like, we've had to evolve in the way how we interact with these clients as customers as well. So for example, we have PetMD, which is our a website that has a lot of the health content. It's all veterinarian authored content. We have videos, et cetera. We recently launched PetMD Live, which is, you know, we're live now chatting with these customers across these social media platforms. And when I say we have a team of veterinarians who do it. So vets are directly now engaging with these customers on these live platforms, answering questions, providing information, et cetera. Again, just because, you know, we don't want misinformation and we want an educated client base, but with the right education, right? Not like to go watch general TikTok and learn, right? So a few ways to kind of adapt to the changing dynamics in the market.
I feel like I could talk to you for hours about this because this is right up my alley here. I love it. I was just writing a couple of things down because you mentioned something that I thought was so crucial to the listeners that sometimes we tend to forget. You know, we are very mobile with where we're living. And, you know, I just did a video about disaster response and the fact that some pet parents may not have all their pets' medical records. And the fact that now they have applications and software materials where you can have it in your mobile device, just like you were talking about. And I think that was just so crucial that you touched on that, because also these pharmacies like Chewy has you know, a history of medical records of what they had in case a pet parent forgot what they had. I didn't know my Chelsea needed to be on vet med for her heart. I forgot the name of that drug, but you all have that on file. And I think that's really cool to keep that in mind.
That's right. And then mobile, Dr. Adam, you know, it's interesting. You know, I said mobile, not online, right? Because that's even more important, right? Because we all know e-commerce online, we know, but now, you know, effectively, it's all on the go. It's on your phone. It's on your tablet, right? It's even more important to kind of do that. And I think half of the e-commerce is going to be mobile, we think, in the next coming 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's why, like, mobile and mobile. Mobile. I love that. And you mentioned PetMD, and you're talking about social media. I think that's phenomenal. And to the listeners tuning in, I invite you, in fact, I challenge you to go live with your clinics. I think this is a wonderful thing that you just mentioned, because pet parents want it to come from a reliable source of information. I recommend PetMD all the time. I think it's fantastic. And the other thing to layer that even further to help bond your clients, because I know we're going to talk about customer service in a second, is the fact that, like, go live with your community. You can convert that follower into a client easily when they realize, my gosh, you know, as you could say, on Friday, we're going to be talking about all things ear infection related, what you need to know, and chatting us with us, or this Friday, we have Dr. Smith that's going to be taking your questions. You'll be surprised, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes, you will have those clients that can turn into your brand ambassadors and your cheerleaders for your clients. So I think it's wonderful that you mentioned that PetMD does live. I think that's great.
Thank you, Dr. Adam. And I think similar to kind of what you said for all the listeners, I mean, if you are interested in learning more about PetMD or working with PetMD, whether it's to write, whether it's to sort of, you know, be on social media, shoot us a note. Like, we're happy to have you.
Oh, yeah. Great. Thank you so much. And, you know, I think when you think of all the great things that we're trying to align with great customer service and trying to be customer first philosophy, Chewy does such a great job at that. It's known for its world-class customer service. So how does this customer first philosophy extend to the veterinary community?
I love this question. And it's, I think it's one that I can now talk about for hours and hours. You know, so Chewy's mission is to be the most trusted and convenient destination for pet parents and partners everywhere. I think the important thing to note in the mission statement is the word partners. It wasn't always there. And, you know, as we ventured into pharmacy, Chewy Health, we realized very quickly how important the veterinary community was to us and, you know, sort of to kind of how pivotal to the well-being of pets. So we added the word partners, you know, for the veterinary community into Chewy's mission statement. And, you know, ultimately, we view veterinarians with the same lens as we view our customers. We recognize vets to be the real caregivers and anchors of the industry. And we really believe it's our job to listen to the needs of the profession. And so we can deliver tools and resources that alleviate pain points and address, you know, the most critical issues facing the community. You know, specifically, Dr. Adam, you know, our support of the community, it has really begun, our journey really began with us developing tools, technologies, which is, you know, sort of what we do. And Chewy is a technology company, and that's how we began. But, you know, we've recently expanded it to building kind of more strategic relationships with key partners and starting to address critical issues, you know, within the industry. I'll give you a few examples of the stuff that we're now doing. Happy to obviously take questions on any of it. But I think it's important to note that it's a journey where we're getting started. And, you know, by no means is this the end. Like, we will continue investing in this, you know, for years to come and remain super committed to the profession as a whole. So I think the few of the ones we're super excited about. I think the first one, we're now part of the DVMC. So DVMC is the Diversify Veterinary Medicine Coalition. It's an organization that's aimed at creating more equitable opportunities for the BIPOC student community. We recently took a board seat with them in June, and we're just super excited about, you know, how they are basically giving opportunities to these students to get more embedded into the community. So really love the mission there. I think another one is our Mentor Vet partnership. So I am, you're probably familiar with Mentor Vet, but, you know, effectively they promote veterinary mentorship and well-being. So we've committed with them to sponsoring full scholarships for members of select VMAs to participate in Mentor Vet Leap, which is, it's a 6-month program for mentorship and professional development for veterinarians with who are early tenure, less than 5 years in the industry. So that's another one. And I have a few more. VIC, Veterinary Innovation Council, so we're part of that. They champion innovation, super excited about that. Possibilities VetMed, you know, again, it's a nonprofit that aims at representing underrepresented groups and through mentorship, professional development, et cetera. And finally, Bridge Club and the Veterinary Industry Giving Tree Foundation. We partnered with them at the AVMA in Denver, where we had a charity event. Effectively, they fundraise for families in need of the basically and anybody who's in the veterinary industry. It doesn't have to be a DVM, you know, could be paraprofessionals, et cetera. And, you know, we basically matched the funding that we were able to raise at the event. So like it was basically we raised $5,000, we matched $5,000. So we raised $10,000 in a basically in an evening that was 2 or 3 hours long. And these are the kind of things you want to continue investing in and doubling down on. So, you know, super excited, you know, and honored to kind of have the opportunity to go and partner with these organizations. And, you know, just happy that we can actually make a difference in both the industry as a whole and in the lives of people in the industry.
Thank you so much for highlighting all those wonderful organizations and initiatives, because it means a lot to the veterinary profession to have that support. And you know, understanding some of the pain points that we're going through in this profession and how we can better serve our clients and the pets too. So that's fantastic. I love it. And speaking of innovation, because we love innovation around here too, I know that Chewy will be partnering with us, or has partnered with us, for the 2023 DVM 360 Innovator of the Year Award, which is amazing. And it's going to be at Fetch Long Beach. To the listeners, we're going to be announcing the winners shortly. So can you tell the listeners a little bit more about this recognition?
Yeah, great segue, Dr. Adam. Love to. And thank you to you for actually partnering with us on this award. It's our second year to do it, you know, with DVM 360. Super excited. So the Innovator of the Year Award is a special recognition that celebrates one veterinarian and one paraprofessional who are bolstering the future of the veterinary industry through innovation. I would say, you know, innovation is big or small. You know, a few examples of how somebody could be embodying an Innovator of the Year include launching maybe a service that has increased access to healthcare, maybe creatively educating and, you know, connecting with clients through technology, implementing a new resource that is supporting mental health of caregivers. So it could be any dimension of innovation, but, you know, just super excited to be partnering on this award. Just in terms of the award itself, as Dr. Adam said, it's going to be, you know, announced at Fetch Long Beach. You know, we've pledged to make a $5,000 donation to a nonprofit that supports the veterinary industries on the winner's behalf. And the full prize package will include, you will have on-stage recognition at the conference, an editorial feature on DVM 360, a wow package from Chewy, and spotlight on Chewy's social media channels, and which we obviously, you know, love to celebrate anybody who's won the award.
I love it. Yes, I can't wait to see who the winners are going to be. I can tell you that the nominations that are coming in are fantastic. So good luck selecting a winner. It's going to be difficult, I'll tell you that. It's great to see that we're spotlighting innovation, something that, you know, we don't see too often being spotlighted and highlighted. So I think it's fantastic. So thank you for doing this Innovator of the Year Award program. It's wonderful.
It's our pleasure, Dr. Adam, and thank you for partnering with us on it.
Of course, our pleasure. Looking forward to it. And I love hearing all these initiatives that Chewy is doing. And I got to ask you, so like, what's next for Chewy Health?
You know, it's our goal within Chewy Health has always been to make healthcare affordable and accessible for every pet owning household in the US. And, you know, while we've made a ton of progress towards this goal, I believe as I look ahead, there's a ton more to do. You know, over the past 5 years, we've been purposefully building an ecosystem of services, you know, that address pet parents and veterinarians' need by removing friction from the process and, you know, sort of giving them the tools for accessibility and affordability. But I think where we are today, Dr. Adam, we are uniquely positioned to now connect these ecosystem components and really start driving kind of a care, commerce, and convenience flywheel for the industry. And I think ultimately what I'll say to you is, you know, our focus remains on creating quality experiences over the long term for both pet parents and our veterinary partners. And we're super excited to do that.
We'll never stop innovating, right? That's it. I always say to everyone, keep on innovating and keep on challenging the status quo. It's how we grow together, particularly in this profession. So it's wonderful. And can't wait to see all the next initiatives that Chewy Health has for the profession and the pet parents. So this is fantastic. Meeta Malhotra, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Adam. I really appreciate you having me, and it's always a pleasure being here.
Always. Thank you so much. An honor having you here. Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate this wonderful podcast. As always, this helps us out significantly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.